Hey, Alan here.
And the Chris.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think you could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you love my dulcet tones, you can hear me on the Turning Heel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast, the Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast, or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, I really recommend checking out the Botcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License. Hello, I'm Alan.
I am the Grizz.
And welcome to Rise of the Robots, this week covering Robot Wars Series 4 Heat O. And oh boy, does this have some cracking robots. We'll jump straight into the first fight.
Let's. If my laptop wants to cooperate. From West Sussex, Smidzy.
Which is a black and red jawbot that is invertible.
From Western Supermare, Overkill GTI.
Now with paired flippers. And a worse paint job.
From Cardiff, seated number 4, Panic Attack.
Which now has skirts.
Flirty skirty.
Except these ones actually work.
flirty skirty. You'll always be remembered.
By you, maybe.
This is my favourite one and done robot. So you don't like the overkill look? I quite like it.
It's not that I don't like it, I just don't like it as much as the orange and yellow look.
This is a pretty fun opener.
Oh, it is. It's a very fun opener. It's one of those ones, it's quite clear that Panic Attack is through, but it's not clear which out of Overkill or Smidzy is going to get the nod.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up being Smidzy, but I get the impression it was not by much.
Yeah. If Overkill went through, you wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in this match where Panic Attack did put Smidzy on the side of the arena.
Uh-huh.
And then just kind of came in and knocked it right back off. But see, if Panic Attack had left it there, Overkill would have been totally fine to advance. But I think like the main key of why Smidzy probably got the nod over Overkill was like Overkill like partway through this match got really lopsided.
Yeah, one of the tires was ripped or burst or I'm not quite sure what happened, but it was kind of listing quite badly, almost like it had no air pressure in one tire.
Yeah, but I think that's probably what kind of clinched it for Smidz.
Was damaged, yeah.
Yeah.
So, overall, the Panic Attack is by far in control. And is so...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's fast, it's strategic, and it's in its most vulnerable state because there's multiple robots.
Yeah. Panic Attack just it essentially just cleaned house. yep. in this match.
Absolutely.
Made both of them his little bitches.
Yep. And now we go on to the jobber match.
Yes. From Essex. Saw Point.
You know that robot you designed when you were 5? And you went, and it's got saw wheels! Someone actually made it.
Oh, yeah, Gensu.
It's not even a Gensu. It's not even that. It's the wrong way round. Because you look at it and it's got the scoop. And you go, okay, so the scoop's at the front. Nope.
Well, its name is Saw Point, not Saw Scoop.
So, yeah, because its main weapon is... I don't know if this is meant to be like a drill weapon or just a solid spike or what it is, but it's just such a bizarre robot, and because of those wheels, I just always struggle to take it seriously, and to be fair, I don't think the team are taking it that seriously.
It's a bit too gimmicky, maybe?
Yeah, it's very gimmicky.
Well, because that's the thing, is that they say that the weapon is meant to, like, sort of split and spin and all that kind of jazz, but it didn't look like it was going to do any of that.
Yeah. Moving on to the final opponent.
From London, Oblivion.
Oh, it's not the final opponent. So this is the team that's returning after purely being in the pinball last year?
Yep.
Very low to the ground, very flat, Axebot, which from the... it's a progression from Oblivion 1, but still...
Mm.
Well, you can... We'll see how it goes for this robot.
And from Surrey, seeded number 20, Agrobot.
Seeded purely because it lucked into beating Razor. This...
You can never take that away from them.
Well, yeah, you can never take away from them that the same year that Razor became world champions, it lost to Agrobot.
Yeah, the worst version of Agrobot.
So, this robot is completely different. So, it is now an invertible robot with a rear spike and a front nose cone.
Yeah, and they are really proud of that spike.
Which is weird, because I would have thought the nose cone is the more effective of the two weapons.
Hmm. But it's just the way they keep holding up that little bit of metal that has, like, the puncture holes in it.
It's oh! Like, and it's like, yeah, it looks like it's been shot. Which you can look, okay, well, at least they're happy.
Yeah.
Though the second I saw it was like, so those wheels are going on fire.
They sure are. And they sure did.
So Killalot seemed to have something on the end of its claw at one point, like a ball or a...
Yeah. I noticed that as well. It just had, like, a random bit of metal that it was holding in its claw, and then the camera kind of cut away. When it cut back, it just disappeared.
And it, all of a sudden, it had a...
axe in its hand.
It had an axe. It went to this axe as mine. That would be the axe of Oblivion, because what happens is Oblivion charges into Saw Point and dies.
Yep, that's literally the extent of that entire fight. Saw Point does get, like, a good shove in on Agrobot into the corner at one point, and I think Agrobot kind of dies, but was just kind of lucky that Oblivion died first.
So, as far as I can tell, what happened, because as we mentioned, very low to the ground, apparently Oblivion is pretty much skating the floor.
Yeah.
And what happened was, when it hit Saw Point, part of the chassis twisted, and it basically took the wheels off the ground.
Ugh.
So...
I mean, they were talking about how, we made it like this because we seen Chaos 2 flipping everybody around, so we're like, okay, if we're really close to the floor, then they may not be able to do that to us, and then obviously that ended up being the undoing for them.
Which, I mean, it's... I mean, to be fair, the logic is sound. We are certainly, at this point in Robot Wars, we are in the flipper meta.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that makes sense. But we'll see more out of this team, and oh boy, do they suddenly jump up a class.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But before that, we get to watch Invertebrate in the pinball.
Do we have to?
The guy from Wheelosaurus turns up.
Does he?
I'm sure that's the guy from Wheelosaurus is with them.
Hmm.
Oh boy, is this a slow and sluggish and indecisive run.
Oof. We were making fun of Firestorm last week for their indecisiveness.
Yeah, it's almost like, and we go to the... So, we're just going to have a committee meeting. So, are we going to attack this target? Oh, and the robot's in the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is him from Willosaurus.
It does not go well. It's not a great run.
No. 95 points it gets. It's some barrels, car door, gets a 50-point buffer off of Matilda, and that's really about it.
Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is Techno-X with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today. Though not as bad a run as Sawpoint has in its match with Panic Attack.
No. Pretty much just from the start, Sawpoint gets caught with the wheel guards that is set up so that it doesn't lie on its saw wheels, but they end up being the undoing as Panic Attack just grabs it and just does not let it go.
And it is just, we kind of mentioned, I can't remember if this comes out before or after our 100th episode. I think this is actually the episode after.
Okay.
But it's the thing of the way that Panic Attack performs in this episode, particularly this fight, it is just this, no, I am completely in control, and I just, you're going to go on your side now. I've decided you're going on your side.
You're going out the arena. I said you're going out the arena.
And it's this moment of you actually see it and you're like, I don't remember Panic Attack throwing anyone out the arena. It comes damn close.
I think if it wasn't like kind of stuck in the wheel of Sawpoint, it probably would have went over.
And then it gets very brave.
Yes.
So Sakilla Art is pitting Sawpoint. He is pitting Sawpoint, and you just see Panic Attack sneaking behind, and it's a great plan until he doesn't realise how physics works, which is if the 70 kilo thing tries to lift the 700 kilo thing, the 70 kilo thing is the thing that gets lifted.
Ah.
Damn physics.
Yeah. So then
he instead decides to pick up Shunt.
Yeah, it's like, well, that didn't work.
I always think of it, like, I used to have a dog that did this, that would grab a toy and would parade and would be so proud. Look what I've got. I've got a shunt.
Look at it. Look at my shunt.
So we move on to the semi-final, which is... Jesus Christ, we're at 15 minutes.
I know, we are sailing through this one.
So Agrobot versus Smitty. Both are very similar shape, which they remark upon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
same weaponry as well.
Same weaponry, though. One's got a straight cone, and the other has got the jaws. And, yeah, this is one of these battles where... This is actually, I think, a fantastic technical battle.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you see Smitsy learn very quickly. Because what happens is Smitsy, at one point, drives under the fire.
Yeah. And it just ignites. Kind of catches him.
Yeah, it just ignites, which is brilliant.
It was very awesome to watch.
And you see this point of Smitsy go, I wonder what would happen if I put Agrobot under those flames. To which it's Agrobot goes up.
Oh yeah, its wheels and everything are on fire, and you can just see the flames kind of spewing from in between the bits of Agrobot.
No, there's this brilliant moment where Smitsy chances at Agrobot and gets underneath it, and you just see it's like the panic attack is like, look at my Agrobot, I'm going to go set it on fire.
Just what that I love is destructive child that just likes to burn things.
What I love is you can't see this because this is an audio, but I'm doing the dog trot whilst I'm doing the so proud thing. And it does, it trots, and it goes, hey, I have an Agrobot, and then it's on fire. And, yes, Smitsy, it gets into the final.
It sure does.
Which, Smitsy does like its finals against Robot Wars UK Champions. We've got another one coming up soon that's one of my favourite matches.
Ooh.
But, Panic Attack versus Smitsy, and this is... This is actually a really interesting battle at first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the definition of you've got a fast robot and a well-driven robot fighting each other. Because Smitsy at first is all over Panic Attack.
Yeah. Smitsy comes out hard at the beginning of this match. And it's only when Panic Attack gets that one perfect little moment where it just catches Smitsy in the
wheel sort of, channel.
Yeah. And then you just see, like, Smitsy was just kind of like, well, we tried.
And it is... But it is phenomenal as Panic Attack just very calmly goes... Okay, my battle now.
Yoink.
Into the pit with you. And it's a shame, because I think this is another case of... And Panic Attack gets this a lot. Panic Attack seems to get drawn against a lot of the best robots not to get into a semi-final.
Mm-hmm.
Exterminator last year. Smitsy this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it is a cracking match. So...
Yeah, it's as I gotta say, like, just the way that it's, like, Smitsy was on top right until, like, Panic Attack was like, aha!
Well, it finished the match on top of Panic Attack as it got carried to the pit.
Ah. Yeah, but it done well. Like,
it did indeed.
Definitely stuck in it.
As you can probably tell if you looked at the episode length, we've really flashed through this episode.
Oh yeah.
And The trivia is very short as well.
Oh.
So, this was the first and only main competition appearance of Oblivion 2, having contested the pinball competition in Series 3, although its predecessor had fought in Series 2. Also, interestingly, in this heat, Heat O, the two robots that go out in Round 1 both have names that begin with O.
Oh.
So, let's get on to... So, best newcomer, by default...
Saw point.
The Child's Dream wins!
Aha! It won something. Well done.
The most improved... I think this is a hard one to call. Because I think Smidzy is the most relatively improved.
Yeah.
But I think this is actually, and I'm even comparing the one that won Series 2 here, I think this is the strongest I've ever seen Panic Attack.
Yeah, it seems to have its strategy down now as well.
And it's just, yeah, it's just this inevitable, unstoppable force.
Yeah, totally, like... I think Smidzy is probably a good shout for it, because, I mean, Panic Attack is obviously going to get enough praise as it is.
Yeah, I think so. It's Smidzy does... I mean, it is. Smidzy is super impressive here. It even gets its own little piggyback moment.
piggyback.
Yep.
Underpants performer?
Underperformer. So the robot that performed... I'd say Oblivion.
Yeah.
Knowing what that team will soon be capable of.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it underperforms.
Which is a shame, but what can you do?
Indeed, indeed. Overperformer?
Saw point.
Yeah, saw point. Yeah, no, I'll say saw point.
Yeah.
It just kind of doesn't quite... It doesn't perform the way you'd expect it to perform, in terms of it works.
Yeah. And it done fairly decently in the melee.
Absolutely. So, that is the end of season... Well, no, we've got one heat left to go, don't we?
I believe so.
And, I do wonder, what robots left? What seeds are left Oh, right.
Barry.
No.
Are we going to be spinning to be winning?
Ooh.